Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Two Broads.
Talking Bravo.
What's up? What's up? What's going on?
Some of you guys might see if you see our TikToks later that Mon copied my outfit. So
Okay, I have the receipts that and the timeline that say that Jess copied mine. She asked what I was wearing, and I sent a photo.
I didn't
And she
do it
showed up
on
in the same thing.
purpose.
So,
I mean, I kind of did. I kind of did, but I didn't. I just needed to find something fast.
you love matching. You did it on purpose.
Not
I
really,
know you
though.
did.
I just
No,
saw
you
your
did.
shirt and I was like, ooh, I have something like that. And then that's how it
So,
went.
and then you put it on. So you copied me. Rascal.
Comfortable shirt, okay? It's all about the vibes,
Same.
man.
Same.
Well, anywho, Mon and I were just like catching up early on our weekends, and she has the craziest story to tell us. So why didn't you, I guess, start from the top for the folks on the phone? Because we both were, at separate ski trips this weekend, and this one had a much more adventurous one than I did.
I had quite the Airbnb experience on mine. So I'm gonna do long story long. So set the scene. So there was a the ski trip was to Vermont to Stratton, but we were staying about 45 minutes away from the mountain. So like, kind of remote, like not really near the anything. And we had a group of like almost 20 people, like 18 or 19, I think. So a huge group. So we had to get a huge house,
A
which made
big
us
ass
go far
group.
from them. Big ass group. This home that we acquired was built in 1780, which is the 18th
Now we
century.
know it's the 18th century as we read it by earlier. It's still insane.
Built 240 years ago, which is just I don't know. My mind can't even wrap around that, but that's when this home was built.
Wait, how many
And
years ago was that?
240, like literally like a quarter of a
No freaking
millennium.
way.
Yeah. I
Dude.
know. I
That's
know.
insane. How do you even know that? I guess.
It
Yeah,
was in the
what?
listing. In the listing, it said 1780s home.
Wait, here's a dumb question, not to get off a tangent here, but when was like America, America?
1600s.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wait, the Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776? Wait, was this
Wait, what?
home literally from when the Declaration of Independence?
Wait, yeah, look
Wait.
up this house. Did you even look up where you were staying?
I wasn't like I was like
I'm
a
gonna like
guest of
Google
a
it.
guest almost. Like I wasn't, I'm not in a part of the planning process.
Wasn't it your family that planned this trip? Or I guess
No,
not your family, your cousin.
no, it's like my cousin's friend.
Oh, Greg's like your cousin Greg and then his
No,
friend? Oh,
no.
totally different.
Different, yeah, different family. And so it was, yeah, like I was, like 1776 it was signed. And this, so this house was built right after the Declaration of Independence was signed.
Wait.
Just wrap your mind around that.
What was the US called before 1776? United Colonies? Oh, the 12 United English Colonies of North America. So, and this house was built when?
1780, right after the Declaration of Independence was
Whoa.
literally
4 years
signed. Yeah.
after. Oh my
Yep.
gosh. That means the people who were like, we're American, they probably celebrated in that house.
I know, maybe. I mean, it was cool. Like, it was definitely rich in history. It was cool, but like,
Whoa.
equally, when there's that much history, someone's gotta have died there. Like, someone has to have
Oh,
died there
hell
in the last
yeah.
240 years. And so it's creepy. And there's
Did you
like,
see any? Sorry, keep going.
no, it's all good. There's like, black and white photos on the walls of babies and like different things and just, like Quintessentially. Oh, and then when you get to the top of the stairs, it's a long hallway, and everyone, when they saw it, they're like, just that's just from The Shining. Like, that's like the long hallway, like,
Are
looks
you
like from The
serious?
Shining. It looked like that, especially when the light wasn't on at the end. It's just like,
Oh, hell no.
yeah, it was
Hell no.
bad.
Have you seen The Shining?
And no, but I've seen enough like people, you know, like pulling from it and like imitating it that I kind of get it. Like, I
I don't think
know.
I have, but I don't need to, so it's fine.
No, me either. I lived it.
Oh
No, I'm just kidding.
my gosh.
So yeah, so this house is a big house. So, you know, we have big group, big house. There's one part of the house that's like the mother-in-law suite, where it's a separate like primary bedroom with a bathroom on it, and then like a little
Why is it
like living
called the
room, kitchenette.
mother-in-law suite?
I think that's where the mother-in-law like used to live. Like, the in-laws would come in or something.
Now
Yeah.
I think.
So I was on the other side of the house, and then where everyone was sleeping, like all the other bedrooms were upstairs at the top of the rickety, you know, very steep stairs. And there's like six, seven bedrooms up there. And, you know, we stashed people in all the bedrooms, but we couldn't fit everyone in bedrooms.
You didn't get a claim for the bedroom this time.
No, it's fine. I mean, whatever. We did like a drawing, and I was like, whatever, I'll take the air mattress because it's my air mattress and I know it's comfy.
Oh, okay. It's fair.
So I was on an air mattress, and then next to my cousin and her husband, and we were like, this place is creepy. We're putting our air mattresses next to each other. It's across the it was in the on the first floor, like at the bottom of the stairs. So there's no other bedroom on our floor except for the mother-in-law suite on the other side of the house, and it's a big house. And we're right across from this room that's painted red and is just like just
Absolutely not.
creepy.
I hate that. I hate everything about that. One of the colors that freak me out is the color red. I hate it.
I mean, it's freaks. I think
Spooky.
it's known for that. Yeah. And so we're just like, yeah, no. So we slept next to each other, like on the two air mattresses side by side. And, you know, we were partying hard till like 1 or 2 on Friday night. And
Oh
then we
my
go to sleep.
gosh.
And we wake up, like, I wake up probably an hour, hour and a half after falling asleep, you know, probably. So sobered up, probably. That's what happened. You know, the alcohol left my body, and I wake up and my teeth are freaking chattering and I'm shaking and it's so cold. And I'm just like trying to layer up. My suitcase was right next to me. I'm just like trying to just put some layers on. And also I'm just like afraid to like open my eyes and just like just see what's around me. Like, I'm not looking around. I'm just going to my suitcase. I'm putting some stuff on and I
Oh
just go
my
back. My
God, I
suitcase
would
is right next to my
freak
bed.
the shit out.
And I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom and I'm really cold. So screw it. Like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom and then I'm just gonna come back. And like, as I get up, I just hear, "Are you cold?" And like, Isabella, my cousin that was sleeping on the bed next to me, like said that. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, thank God you're awake." "Yes, I'm freezing. Are you?" She's like, "I'm so cold." And to get
Oh
blankets and
my
stuff, we had to go
gosh.
like up the creepy stairs into the creepy hallway to get blankets. So we literally went up like holding each other, going to the top of the stairs, and just got a bunch of blankets, like a bunch, and then just went back down quickly, piled them on top of each other, like burrito, fully burritoed, wrapped around. I had my hood over my head and the drawstrings pulled, just so you can literally see like my mouth and
You
my
should have sent
nose,
me
and
a
that's it.
Snapchat. That would have been awesome.
No, I
Would have
was
changed your
terrified.
contact picture.
No, I was literally just trying to like not even process what was going on and like where I was. I
Gosh,
just like just go back to
Jesus.
sleep. Luckily, like went out like a light once I was warm, and stopped
That's
shaking,
good.
and my teeth stopped chattering, and that was night
Shattering.
one, shattering.
Oh
That
my
was night
God.
one, which is actually the least
That
eventful of
sounds
nights.
traumatic, and that you were fighting for your life. So I can't even imagine what the second night was if it was worse.
I straight up felt like this week, after this weekend, I was like, wow, I felt like I just lived in the 1700s. Like, we're literally like, "Mommy, I'm so cold." Like, and you wake up and you take a warm shower to warm up. And then just like things are rickety and creaky
Isn't
and
that
just
like
like.
bad for the pipes if it's that cold though? Like they had no heater?
So they did have a heater. It was just, like, I think they had multiple like furnaces, and in the living room, it like stopped working. So luckily we like the next day we got it reset and like it
Oh,
was warm
okay.
for the next night.
That's good.
Which was fine. So yeah, so you woke up, we went skiing, we had an amazing day.
Nice.
Night tubing, which was really
That looked
fun.
really sick.
It was fun. We were just like, we went to the bar before, and so we were just like loosey goosey, tooby
Had a couple
wooby. Oh yeah. I
drinkies.
wasn't driving. I just had my little flask in my jacket, and it's just like, yeah, we were feeling great, having fun.
What was that drink that you gave me earlier? I forget. With the when you put it in the flask, that Polish drink.
That's what I had. Yeah,
What's it
Nalewka.
called?
Yeah.
Nalewka. Yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
so good. You
So
didn't
good.
spill it all over you like I did.
No, because my jacket's really light, and if I did, it would not go well.
Oh shit,
That's what I was drinking.
true.
Yeah,
Did you so
and it
you guys
was
went to the
delicious.
bar after skiing or before tubing?
That's the same thing. Yeah,
Oh,
between the
well,
two.
I guess I just take it like nobody cooked at home because there was like a million of you, so it's probably easier if you just went out.
Well, we were like 45 minutes from the mountain, so we stayed at the mountain like
Oh
all
my
day.
God, I forgot about that. What in
Yeah.
the world? So what time did you end up going to skiing? Like how early did you have to wake up?
Oh, we like, didn't really wake up early. Like, I don't know. Well, actually, I think we did, but we literally, by the time we got to the mountain and got on the mountain,
Was it like
after
noon?
the bus. No, it was like 10:30, probably 11. Like, I don't know.
Oh, that's still pretty early considering like you guys were almost an hour away.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, no one was really upset about it. Everyone had their own car,
Yeah.
so some people went earlier, like that really wanted to
Okay.
ski, but the
Yeah.
conditions weren't like great, and they weren't gonna be getting like worse necessarily as the day went on. It wasn't like it was raining during the day, like during
Yeah.
skiing or anything, so there was no need to rush. But
Yeah. For us,
yeah, so
our conditions were like slushy the entire day. Like we got there really early. We woke up at like 7 a.m. on Saturday, got to the mountain pretty much like close to, I think at 9 or like right before. Yeah, we were
oh,
there
that's
early.
really good.
I mean, I don't really want to go that early, but I was like, whatever. Have
Oh.
to, it's okay, it's fine. Nobody like raged Friday night, so. Well, me and Camille watched Shrek 2. That was lit. That was
Oh, that
really
sounds
fun. It
wonderful.
was amazing. Yeah, gotta love a good movie night. But anyway, sorry, continue though. So you guys went tubing and you were there.
Tubing, we were there, and then we come home, we're all home later on. We get home pretty late, like I don't know, 9:30, 10 p.m. with
Whoa.
the ride, I think. Yeah. And then we get home, we shower, we start like, we eat more food, drink more, we play Ticket to Ride, my favorite game. It's the most
Love
intense Ticket to Ride I've ever experienced in my life. It was amazing. Because it's just people
it.
that have been drinking all day. And you know what? I was impressed. These people had never played in their life. And in their drunk state, they were like, yes, let's learn. And they learned how to play the game. I was like, this is
I love that.
incredible.
See, you know, when you put your mind open to something, anything can happen.
Exactly.
That's so
And it's such a
funny.
good game. And it's not that hard. And it's not that hard to learn. So it was
It's a
really
good
fun.
game.
Really, really fun. Oh, wait. I totally missed. Okay.
Yeah,
Before
hello. When's the big punchline?
when we got home, before we started eating and whatnot, two of the boys are going like towards to go upstairs, and there's doors between every room. So you come in kitchen, then there's a door, then there's a dining room, then there's a door, then there's the bar, and then like the living room and the stairs. And so we're in the kitchen, and two of the boys are like in the dining room going towards the stairs, and they literally like turn back around, and they're just like very calmly like, yeah, there's a bat in the living room flying in circles.
In the dining room?
In the living room, like
Oh.
literally above my air mattress currently, there is a
Shut
bat
the hell up in your
circling.
actual like bedroom. So
Well,
you
yes,
guys
my
were
bedroom
like
was the
playing,
living room.
but you guys were playing board games like in a different room? Like how did you not know
We
about the
didn't, so
bat?
sorry. This was before the dinner and before the board games. This is before everything. This is right when we got home.
Oh, got it.
Yeah,
Okay.
right when we got home, like we were in the kitchen, and then the boys are going over, and then they come back and they shut
Oh,
the doors, and they're
okay.
like, there's a bat in the living room.
What the actual
We think they're
holy shit.
joking. And I was
Oh
like,
my
no, you're
God.
joking. And I like peek through the two doors and I'm like, whoa. All I see is literally
Was it
like
scary?
shadows. I didn't like, I saw like between the cracks of two doors, I saw like shadows and then it just like wings like
Holy shit.
going in a circle
Oh my God.
above my
Oh my
bed.
God. So what did you
Yeah.
do? Did you call pest control?
So we the boys took matters into their own hands and they like
Oh my
put their
God.
ski like helmets and goggles on and they're trying to get this bat and they're like, you know, they're arming with like different things trying to get it. And
What the actual shit?
there was a front door in that living room, and so the plan was to run in through there, unlock the door, and
And let the
then
bat out.
let the bat out. And by the time they got to unlock the door, the bat was gone. And so we're like, and the last time this, someone saw the bat, it was like it flew towards the fireplace in the room. So we're
Yeah.
like, okay, it's living in like the chimney, in the, you
That's
know, like
probably how it
in the
came.
fireplace. And it probably flew out, like, you know, we like, and it searched the entire house, like at least like that area of the house, because it couldn't have been in any other area.
Yeah.
The boys searched the entire house, every single room to look for it. And everyone looked again and like it was not anywhere. We're like,
Oh my
okay, well, we
God.
have to assume it flew out of the chimney, I guess. Like we can't, you know, like we're here. It's late. We're not going, like, we can't go sleep somewhere else. Like if this is
Oh
what it
my.
is. Like, everyone just close your doors and keep them closed and check your room
Yeah.
before bed and whatever, you know, like it is what it is. It's gone. And so that's when the dinner and the festivities and the games and we're chilling, having
Yeah.
fun, you know, and it's like loud and the lights are on and everything. So like nothing's gonna be like, you know, coming down
Right.
to like hang out with us. Like it's, you know, that's gonna be afraid of all of that. And so you know, at the end of the evening, like everyone's trickling, going to bed different times because everyone's skiing and
Yeah.
tired and whatever. So some people are like, and then finally, you know, everyone's going to sleep. And then so I go to sleep, you know, like one of the last groups, there was like two or three guys that were like hammered playing charades in the other room. And I was like, oh,
I
let them have their
love that.
fun. We got the living room warm, so we were like warm and cozy. I got my eye
Yeah.
mask, I got my earplugs, I got my hood
You're
pulled
all
tight,
strapped in and ready for bed.
ready to go. I'm
Oh my
warm.
God,
I'm
I'm so
so
scared.
happy and just like, so warm. And then, like, I don't know how long, an hour later, I wake up again and I just like, I wipe my chin. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like so
No.
drooly. What's going on? And like,
Oh
I'm
my
like, oh, I
God,
have to pee so
no.
bad. So I have to pee and like, I open my eyes and I take off my eye mask and the lights are on still. Actually, I
Was
guess
that
now
on
that I didn't think of it.
purpose?
Now that I think of it, I think we shut the lights off in our room, so weren't on before, but it's not like I was thinking of that. But the lights were on, and I see one of the guys that was playing charades. I'm like, oh, like they're still up, okay, whatever. And then I see a girl and I take out my earplug, and then she's just like, guys, the bat is back. And I
What time is this
literally
at?
4 a.m.
Holy shit, 4 a.m.? What?
4
Oh my
a.m. and
God.
it was in the red room that was across from us,
No. No.
and I think she said, I think it might have flown over our heads at one point, I'm not sure,
Oh my
but she's
God.
like, guys, the bat is back. I'm like, Yasunya, the bat is back. And I like the ones on the air mattress next to me, and I
Yeah.
don't need to take anything, I literally just get up and I'm like, hell nah, and I just sprint out of there. And I go into like the mother-in-law suite because it's like on the other side of the house is the only
Yeah.
place that's safe because there's doors and doors and doors. And like everyone that is awake from this fiasco is like conglomerating there. And so there's like 10 of us in there just like, what is going on? And so like turns out that one of the upstairs rooms, like one of the bigger bedrooms,
Yeah.
there's a couple sleeping there. And the girl who the one was said that the guy's the bat is back. She woke up to a
No.
Over her head.
Oh,
it is
hell
in
no.
her room circling
Hell
over.
no.
Yeah. I know, I'm getting goosebumps
Oh
now.
my
And
God.
so she
What
just
the
like is
fuck?
frozen, and she's like, her fiance's sleeping. She's like, get up, get up, get up. And he's just like, and she's like, get up, the bed is back.
What do you even do in a scenario like that?
So they book it out of the room and slam the door, keep it in that room. And they go down to the red room that has like a pullout couch, and they're like, all right, like, let's just sleep here. Like, you know, it's trapped in there. Like, we'll figure it out tomorrow. After, like, you know, obviously they're stressed out. Once they like calm down, they're like,
Yeah,
okay, let's
yeah.
like go to that bed and sleep there. And literally, as she's about to, she's like dozing off, she hears, and the bat is in the red room.
How is that happening?
So I think there ended up being a chimney in the bedroom that was above the red room. That's where they were. And so I think the chimney connected from their bedroom to the red room, and they went down to the red room and it came out into
Oh
that
my
room.
actual freaking flippin'
Yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
So
My
did she
sentiments
like die?
exactly.
Why
She's
didn't you guys
fine.
call the police? What the
Okay,
frick?
the police aren't gonna do anything. It's an
I
animal. You have to
don't
call
know.
animal control. But by the time I went to the mother-in-law suite, like, someone was on the phone with the owner,
Okay.
and the owners are just like, yeah, like, we left a voice message for animal control. Like, they're probably don't have an overnight person, you know,
Oh
like,
my
and we were
God.
like, we don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And then we were just like, all right, like, we'll figure it out, you know, whatever. And so we all just like eventually, I don't know if it ended up going up the chimney again. Like, I think we just like lost it. We literally just, everyone grabbed all of our pillows and blankets from the air mattresses, grabbed the air mattresses, pulled the pullout couch in the mother-in-law living room out, and we just had three beds like back to back to back in that living room. We had six people in that tiny living room,
Holy
just
shit.
literally on top of each other, just like, oh, are we safe here? Like, we had all the doors
What
closed.
time is this at now? 5 a.m.?
This was like almost five. Yeah, this is almost five. I know. I know. And
At that
like,
point, how did you not want to just like cry and then die and then take your car and just drive home?
no, it's wild because like both that night and the previous night, like, I was like, how am I gonna fall asleep after this? Like, my adrenaline is so high, like, I'm so cold slash so scared. That night, like the bad night when we were in the mother-in-law suite, and I was just like sitting there, my jaw was like chattering again. My teeth were chattering and I was shaking because I was like scared and
Yeah.
cold. And I was just like, this is freaking, I'm living
This
in
sounds
1780 right now. I'm
like
living in
torture.
1780.
Whoa. Oh
And
my gosh.
yeah, I mean, we never saw the bat again. We all slept like babies because we were just like exhausted and just like ready to just feel fine and it like just get some sleep. And yeah, I mean, never saw the bat again. We got refunded for the Airbnb, and some people are getting rabies shots this week to be
I
safe.
was just
So
gonna say, don't you have to get a rabies shot now just to ensure you're like fine?
the group chat's blowing up. We're trying to determine the percentage of it, like, is very, very low. And like, I also feel like I'm probably safe because literally this much of my body, like just my nose and my mouth were like protruding. And
Exposed.
I feel like if I got bit there, I would know. So I'm like not worried. But again, like, we're
Are you
talking to
sure?
Dr. Cousin
You're
and we're doing
Yeah.
research, and some people are literally like, we're like, they're like, oh yeah, in the group chat, they're like, yeah, I'm at the hospital right now getting my back, like, my rabies shot.
Honestly, I would be that person, not gonna lie. Like, I couldn't take any risk. That's horrifying. Plus, you
Yeah,
just like
the
don't know, I guess. Like, you know how you said you were like sound asleep at one point? You guys maybe who, God forbid, obviously, hopefully nothing happened, but ugh.
I know. I mean, I really don't think
That's
it touched me
crazy.
because the people were running in and out of like our room when the bat was
Does it
there.
only matter if the bat touches you? I have no
It
idea what
has
like
to bite you,
protocol
I
was.
believe. I know, it has to bite you, I believe. I mean, when I check the group chat, I'll let you know. But yeah, the couple that was
Sounds
under
like a
the bat is
nightmare.
definitely getting rabies.
That's fair. Yeah, especially if they woke up to the bat twice.
So if you guys want like a really historical, like bring me back to the 1780s experience, DM me, I'll give you the link to the Airbnb. I don't know if they
Wow.
ever rent it out because if there's like a
Wow.
bat living there, then I doubt it. But that was my weekend.
That is so much worse than I had expected. Holy shit. Before, so this is the first time I'm hearing this story because, like, Mon and I only briefly caught up where I had my ski trip, she had hers, and she was like, guys, I can't sleep. There's a bat in our house. And we were like, what the hell? So, holy shit. Oh,
It was wild,
God.
wild. And you know what? Makes for a great story.
I mean, now you can laugh about it, but like, I honestly don't know how you did it. Like, I literally feel stressed out right now just from listening to that. I would have honestly gone to my car and maybe slept there and then drove. I don't even know.
I mean,
Like,
we were all a little
shit.
loosened up with alcohol. Like,
I
I
guess that
think we were
helps,
all
yeah.
like, it wasn't okay. I think if it were like a bear, where we're like, okay, this, might kill us. Like, it's a bat. I don't
Yeah.
think they're necessarily like super like territorial and aggressive. Like, obviously, it's creepy and could have rabies, but it's not like, it could have been worse. So we were like scared, but we were also just like laughing, like, what the hell is going on
I guess
here?
it
Like,
does
what
help
is
when
going
you have
on?
like a support system and when you're not like a small group. That kind of reminds me of that story where our other two friends, Anna and Vic, had like a bat come in their house. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
It was just the
yes.
two of them too in their apartment.
Yeah,
Crazy.
that's spooky as hell. You just gotta, I think, for the folks on the phone, if this ever happens to you, I think you just call animal control and you get out of there and you remove yourself from the situation. Don't
F
risk the
that.
rabies. And
Wow.
if you have had a bad experience, DM us, let us know. Maybe we'll read some fun bad stories next time.
Share, we can share the people's stories over here.
Yeah. We call it
Holy
trauma
shit.
bonding. We trauma bonded over the
Dude,
weekends.
this
Yeah.
is like two episodes in a row where we're talking about haunted homes. Like, what the hell?
I know. Well, that's the thing. It was so funny because like we get there and we're like terrified, be like, this place is creepy as hell. Are you joking me? Like, how are we supposed to sleep here? And then we start going to sleep, and then we're freezing, and we're like, how are we supposed to sleep here? It's literally freezing. The haunting just went out of your mind because you're like, I don't know
Well,
if I'm gonna
yeah.
survive.
You're f literally fighting for your life, so you have minimal thoughts right now. And your poor
Yeah.
wrist is injured.
Oh,
Jesus
no,
crown,
that's fine.
man.
No, it's all good, but
Not
yeah,
really.
and after the cold was fixed, then it was like, okay, there's cold and then there's bat. Like, it's just like our priorities were like constantly, being one-upped.
Damn. Well, now I know I had it good in our Airbnb because ours was like it was an old home as well. I wouldn't say it was like creepy, creepy because it was, we were less people. I think we were like eight people. So literally like more than half your size. So the home was smaller, but it was like wicked old. And it wasn't creepy at night because like I like to leave lights on. Like I literally slept with the light on in my bedroom because I was so scared. I don't know. Like it was an old home and you're in like out in the middle of the woods. And so I just kept all the lights on. So it was like fine, but we've stayed in much nicer homes, obviously. So hearing that makes me sound like I was in a palace compared to you. So whoa,
You
shit.
know
But you know
what?
what? You got a good memory out of it. Now you're gonna
Well, I
remember this for
got
years.
good story out of it and kept me humble. I now know what they went through after they signed the Declaration of Independence. Like, this is what they were dealing with in their homes. It's like, who
Yeah,
knows? Who knows?
you got a touch of the 18th century, man. That's so wild. Ooh.
I time traveled. I'm
That
back
is
and I'm
pretty cool,
grateful.
though. Now you're better than ever. You know, you're wiser.
I laid in my
Survived.
bed, my batless room with my heat, and I was just like, wow, I am never gonna take this for granted ever again.
I'm glad you're here to
For
tell the
real.
tale. Like.
Me too, sister. Me freaking too.
All right, what are your thoughts on everybody and their mom making their personality about Travis and Taylor.
I know, I don't. No, 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 no. I have been complaining for weeks, if not months. Every goddamn podcast I listen to mentions them at some point. I don't want to be in that demographic. Okay. We are a Bravo podcast. We're not a pop culture. We're not a Swiftie. We're
I
not a
know, but it's the irony,
NFL
though,
pod.
of him winning the Super Bowl, though. Just the irony of, like,
I don't
now
think
it's
it's
just gonna
irony.
get it. Well, it's just gonna get, like, even crazier. We're like, now more people are gonna talk about it. And it's like, can we just end it already? Like,
You're
come on. I know, I'm
feeding
bringing it
into
back
it.
up. I know, I'm bringing it back up. I will say, though, you didn't watch the Super Bowl at all, though, did you?
No. I watched like 2 minutes of Usher's performance on
Oh,
someone's
he did.
TikTok live because I didn't have the channel, and then it ended and I was like, huh? And then I put on Traitors.
Hell yes. Okay, we'll definitely talk about traders, but did you
I'm
like
not caught
Usher's
up though.
performance? I'm not caught up either.
I mean, for the 2 minutes I saw, I was like, cool. I mean, I don't really care about him. Like,
Yeah,
it's just,
that's
I don't know,
fair.
have no like emotional ties to him. Did you enjoy? You watched the whole game?
I did. And, like, you know me, I'm not like a crazy big football person. Like, if anything, I'll watch it as like a social thing or fantasy football, but it's not like, you know, I'm not like hyped about it like hockey. Wow, was that an amazing game? Like, holy, like, the one thing that I do love about sports, and I've even said this, right? Like, when it's a hockey game and we're up like 7-1, I mean, yeah, that's awesome, but it kind of gets just like a little boring. Like, it's the games where you're like on the edge of your seat, you know, it's tied, the time's running out, you know, it's like so intense where, like, you know, nothing's really happening and it's like 4 seconds left, and then the team you want to win wins. And then you're just like the adrenaline pumping. Like, that's what makes a game like so fantastic. And that's what this game was. Like, from the beginning, I admittedly was rooting for the Chiefs, but only because, like, I don't really have ties to the 49ers. I mean, to be honest, regardless who won, I didn't really give much of a crap. But obviously, I was like, okay, you know, the Chiefs win, like, sure, whatever. And so, anyways, like, during the game, like, it was tied for a long time. Then the Niners were up, but as they each team kept getting points, it wasn't like that many touchdowns. It was more so field goals, and every time they got a field goal, they kept tying with each other. Long story short, the Chiefs won at like the last few seconds. There was like 3 seconds left of the game, and they finally touched it down. And I was like, I didn't think they were gonna make it. Like, the whole time I was like, there's no way. There's no way they can come back from this. Like, there was like 8 seconds left. I was like, how is
Yeah.
that scientifically possible? But you can also get time back. So I thought that was really good. I thought Usher's performance, I loved what Hayden Cohen said. He goes, "I wasn't overwhelmed, but I wasn't underwhelmed. I was just whelmed." Did you see that?
No.
No? Oh, so for the folks on the phone, Hayden Cohen's one of our favorite influencers. He's really funny. And honestly, I like really felt for that, where I think I just felt well. Like it was, there were times where he had songs where I didn't even know what the song was. So I was just kind of like, okay, like,
Yeah.
you know. And then obviously when he sang the songs that I didn't know, that was awesome. I think the beginning was a slow burn, and then towards the end it was like ended with a bang. Like, Lil Jon was there. Alicia Keys was singing for a bit, which is pretty cool. And then who else was it? There was another big artist that I don't even remember anymore.
Oh, ludicrous.
Yeah.
Ludo.
Luda, yeah. Sarah was saying how her dad loves Luda. Every time he comes on, he's like, Luda.
Oh,
And
that's cute.
yeah, it was okay. I mean, I still stand by J Lo. J Lo and Shakira. Absolute banger of a performance. Lady Gaga, obviously icon, queen. Just like all those
Iconic.
other performances, just so good that I have yet to see one that tops it off. But I will say though, this year the commercials were also really fire. They had some really, really
Really?
good ones. Did you see any of the ones online, like the Dunkin' one? That was hilarious.
I saw a portion of that. I think the Dunkings.
The Dunkins, yeah, Dunk King.
I do need to watch. I love watching, like, if I don't watch a Super Bowl, I'll watch like the compilation of the best ones. I will do that.
Yeah.
I do
Honestly, you can
know.
look it up.
Yeah, I'll definitely watch that. I do know Kate Hudson, the actress. Her dog was the yellow lab in the Budweiser commercial.
What?
Yeah, because she
Oh
posted a video today of being like, "We're so proud of you, Roy." And Roy the dog is just like,
Oh my. Wait, stop. That's so cute.
was so cute.
That's so cute. Oh my gosh. Getting a little emotional. God damn it.
Did
Love
you have a
dogs.
favorite commercial? Was
Oh
it
my
Dunkin'?
God. Well, I don't say the Dunkins were my favorite. It was just like chaos. I mean, it was like Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, and I think J-Lo was in it, and just like a lot of like famous rich people. They spent a shitload of money on commercials. Like all the celebrities, all the famous people were in every commercial. The Baja Blast was kind of funny. It was like that girl from, you know, the girl from Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, and it's like the girl who pretends to be a teacher. She's like a little bit of the raunchy one.
Aubrey Plaza.
Yes, yeah, she's in White Lotus. Yeah, so she was in that commercial, and she's just so funny. Like her just dry, sarcastic humor just cracks me up. So that was pretty good. They're both like on dragons, like a little Shrek vibe, little medieval vibes. I don't
Oh,
know.
okay.
What are the other ones? Nothing. I guess I can't really remember too much from the top of my head. I'd have to like see it again, but
Were you blackout?
no, I wasn't. I
Just
wasn't.
kidding.
We were
Was
drinking though. We were drinking, but I had
it you
to.
and Sarah?
Yeah, you know, I didn't really feel like going anywhere. I was so tired. And she obviously had texted a bunch of us. So I just said, hey, you know, come on over. It'll be super low key. If you don't want to come, that's fine. So yeah, it was honestly a lot of fun because I hadn't seen her in a while too. So it was nice catching up with her on her trip to Lake Tahoe. She had a fire time as well over there, and turns out they also had a sick house. They had a pool table in their house, so I was like, that's pretty elite, I'd say.
Not bad.
Not bad indeed. You know, one thing that I thought of something. Where I was like, this winter, I haven't had a really nice glass of red wine at a ski chalet. I was like thinking of you earlier and I was thinking about that. I was like, what the hell? Like, why haven't I done that yet? They don't have like many cool ski chalet lodges that I don't know. Maybe I'm not going to the right places.
Maybe not. I don't know. I think you're just picturing like a Hallmark movie, and you know, not
I
everything is a
am.
Hallmark
I
movie.
literally am. Yeah, but
A
why?
lot
Why
of places,
ski?
a lot of places will have the fireplaces, like the fire pits in the like ski, like the base.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Did Sunapee have any like fireplaces? Oh.
No, Sunapee is a bit more of a basic mountain. I mean, the lodges, like they still have like the bands and stuff, but there wasn't like any cool fireplace, or at least the lodge I went to. Like, they only really have that one lodge, actually. They have one at the top of the mountain that we all went to a long time ago before we had lunch there. Remember? And then Steph was like, oh shit, we have to go down to Blue. And then I said, are you freaking kidding me? I can't go down
Yeah,
this.
I
What
remember
the?
that.
Oh. The
I
first time you
remember
guys
being in
accidentally make
line.
me go down a Blue and I wanted to die.
Yeah, I remember being in line and we were like halfway through the line and I look at the sign and I look at like one of the like other more advanced skiers and I'm just like I like nod to the sign and we see that it's like it says like no like green access or something and we're like well, we're hungry and we're already halfway through the line, so we're not going to say anything.
Are you kidding me? You knew? You son of a bitch! I could have died!
But, like, think about how much better you got at skiing that day.
Did I though?
Yeah, probably.
No, I think I literally hated everything that day. And when I made it down, ugh, I don't even remember anymore. That was
Yes.
traumatizing.
No, you're okay. You're okay.
I can't believe
Can't
this. Can't believe you've done this.
believe you've done this.
Of course, only you would try to manipulate me.
Didn't manipulate. I was just giving you, an encouraging push down the mountain.
Yeah, a really fucking big one.
No, you survived. You're good.
Yeah, for now.
Well, speaking of winter houses, summer house is coming
Oh
back
my
next
God.
week.
I can't believe that's already happening. I like low key feel like we went through a roller coaster with like Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and then Southern Charm. And then what else were we watching? Below Deck.
Southern Hospitality.
Southern Hospitality. I don't know. I felt like there was so much going on that week. Maybe it really was Salt Lake and Southern Charm's drama that was like making my life shake a little bit. I kind of feel like at peace. Like not necessarily at peace with life. Like there's still other things going on, but like Bravo world. Like I don't feel like I'm shaken up right now. And I think right now I think it's because I'm only watching Southern Hospitality and oh my God. I forgot I have a ton of notes because I
Get the
was
notes
like,
out, girl.
oh my God. Also, really side note, when I was watching Usher's performance, I don't know why I can't talk. I don't know if you can see this, but we try to make a bet on how many times he would say yeah and Usher. Can you see it?
Lost count. You lose count, actually.
Yeah, so we did like an over and under bet just for fun, and I was texting Cam. I was like, "How many times do you think he's gonna say yeah, like over and under, 7?" And he goes, "Oh, it's gonna be over 10." It was like fucking 20 plus lost count. Like that's how many times he said it. So that was really fun. But anyways,
Well,
besides
he
the
has a song called "Yeah," and the chorus is "Yeah." That's like six right there in
I
like
know.
one line of the chorus. Of course, it's gonna be more than 10. That's hilarious, though.
Yeah, didn't really think of that. Well, speaking of funny though, and why I think I find Bravo right now a little bit peaceful is I freaking love Grace Lilly. I've said it and I'll keep saying it. She's so funny. Like the one thing I totally forgot to discuss with you was I think it was not last episode, but 2 episodes ago. I think it's like their last night in Miami. They're at like the beach setup. They do a little round table of like thorns and roses, and Bradley breaks the silence and he talks about the drama of Maddie spreading lies about him getting head in a dumpster and it was a lie and just this.
So hold on, next to a dumpster, next to a
Oh, right.
dumpster.
Yeah. I said in a
Nuts
dumpster.
us not start any lies here.
Yeah, you're right. Next to a dumpster. And it was a lie, right? Like it was a rumor. And so, anyways, the conversation gets so heated. Everybody's basically going at Maddie and attacking her, pretty much, right? I felt really bad for Maddie. But I love how when she storms off, Grace Lilly is just sitting there and she's just like, anybody want some shishito peppers? And then
She's
later.
the best.
And then later she goes, I just want my creme brulee. Okay. Like, can we just stay for some dessert? Like, I want a chocolate lava cake. Like,
I am obsessed. She's recently single. She's in Miami. Like,
she's
she's ready to
thriving.
go. And even though she is close friends with Maddie, I think she knew because Trevor was there that she's like, all right, Trevor's got her. I'm getting my shishitos, I'm getting my creme, and I'm having a good night.
So good. Oh, and that made me so hungry. I was like, I want some creme brulee. Like, that sounds lit. So
She
I thought that
sounded
was
really
like
good.
freaking hilarious. Oh, okay. And then going to last episode, sketch as hell. So now the girl who claims that she hooked up with Trevor is now saying she didn't. When the whole time she kept saying, yeah, we did hook up. Yeah, we did hook up. And she's like, I have evidence that we did hook up. And they went through all of that. And now there's a voice recording of Trevor and this girl. And Trevor shows this voice recording to Maddie to prove that he's innocent. And What do you think about that?
I don't trust Trevor at all. I, you know, how hard is it for him to be like to the girl, like, can you just like say nothing happened so I can get my girlfriend off my back, like, and easily get a recording from her. Also, she's asking, are you recording me? And he said, no. It's like, why would she think to ask that? I don't know.
She
Like,
said,
I
"Are
just,
we? Are you filming?"
oh, yeah.
Actually, it's funny that
Like,
you say that because it initially at that time I thought she meant like, "Are we filming like for the show?" You know, I didn't
yeah.
think of it as in, was that supposed to be like, okay, like, are we doing this? Like, have you started the recording just so we can get over this?
Oh,
And then him saying no was like
no.
a signal. That was weird, actually.
No. I didn't think of it like that, of like, oh, they're, you know, are you recording? No, like, as in she knows that he's. I didn't think of it like that. It was more so like, it did seem set up. Yeah, it did seem set up. Like, it seemed a little bit set up. Do you trust anything he says or does?
No, not at all. And like also too, like the fact that Joe was like, would Bradley really go to these lengths to make this master plan? Joe is so funny. He was like, I don't see Bradley as the type of guy who goes, Mwahaha, my plan is, you know, come to fruition. Like,
Yeah.
no, like Bradley's busy training people and then going to Republic to work. Like, no offense, he's a great guy, but I don't think he's smart enough or even what the fuck's in it for him either to like sabotage their relationship just because Maddie made a rumor about him? Like,
Yeah.
boys don't actually care that much. Like, his reputation is fine. Like, I don't trust Trevor. He seems so sketchy. And like, I think it's also like a couple of things, right? Where originally, when Maddie first heard about the initial rumor of him cheating, and then Trevor goes, oh, I blew her off. You know, when she like Trevor was like, oh, she had texted me again, but I blew her off. Like, you know, don't worry about it, Maddie. And then Maddie looks at his phone and he doesn't blow her off. Like the girl, the mistress lady, he just says, oh, I'm going to this bar,
And he's trying
insinuating
to
that
play
you
that
can.
off as,
Yeah. So I don't think he's changed. I don't really understand what his motive is, if anything. Maybe it is he wants to be on the show and that's why he's with Maddie. I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense. And he wants like a storyline from this. I mean, heck, we're talking about him. Like he, you know. So yeah, don't trust him. I thought that was super sketchy. I wonder if he even paid her to do that.
whoa.
Or I don't know. I
Maybe.
mean, why would like she keeps saying, yeah, we did hook up. Yeah, we did hook up. And then finally say no.
It's all a mystery.
If
It's
anything,
all
if I were her,
one
I'd be like,
mystery.
just leave me alone and figure your life out. Like, you did what you did.
Yeah, it's a little messy.
Or if she was trying to be like a good person, girl code, she would go to Maddie and be like, boy, sketch. Sorry it happened. Didn't know you existed in the picture. Have a nice one. And like, she would have left.
Yeah, you're right. The way that it all goes about is just like a little over dramatic, and yeah,
Right?
it just leaves it to be a little fishy smelling, you know?
Yeah, I don't like it. So, man, I really hope like Maddie figures it out. Like, I can't
I
believe the
know.
finale is already this week.
This
That's
week.
crazy pants.
What did you think about Emmy getting the big promotion?
Oh my God. Okay, so I thought it was awesome that she got promoted. I hated how petty Joe was. Like, Maddie, whatever. Joe, come on. Like, really? Are you gonna be petty? Like, it's, I don't understand. I mean, I think the reason why I thought it was great is because of literally what Leva said. Leva literally was like, Emmy's here early all the time. She's been crushing her quota. She's been working really hard. She has shown the initiative that she wants to move up the ladder. And Leva felt like she was ready. And that's Leva's decision. And like, obviously, I love Joe and not to like bash on him, but like, he literally got promoted to manager. And the first thing he did was date his coworker when Leva literally said, don't do that. And then he did it again with Sally. So it's like seriously, dude, like, you know, you can't really shit on someone else's promotion when you're literally going against what your boss is telling you to do as a manager. Like, you're not even showing the initiative that you are serious about your manager role when you're literally doing what your boss said don't do, and then did it twice.
Yeah. I don't think it's him not taking it seriously. I think it's him, you know, just still wanting to have fun. Like, I do think he takes his job very seriously and that he does want to be in that industry.
Oh,
but
I'm
again,
sure he does. It's just like funny to see that scene where it's like literally Levis says, congrats, you're promoted. Don't date your coworkers. And immediately right after, what does he do? It's like, really? So it's just more like, it's just kind of funny to have him be so petty of like, I can't believe she got promoted, when all Emmy's been doing is working really, really hard. And then Joe's had like those two little tiny little slip ups, but.
Totally. And like, Maddie and Joe were salty that they brought her in, like they brought Emmy into Republic. And I understand that, like, obviously, like, if you're somewhere longer than someone, or you bring someone into a company and then they're, you know, surpassing you on the ladder, like, that's never gonna feel great, right? Like,
oh yeah, I mean, for sure. Yeah,
but maybe it'll be a little kick in the buns of like, well, if you know, if you really want this, you gotta do something about it, like she did. And I think it's gonna be amazing for her too, because like, obviously, Will is
Oh,
moving
yeah.
away.
Yeah. And Will said that too, where he was like, I think it's going to be good for us, because then like, she'll be really busy and then I'll be really busy. And then when we're like actually together, we'll be excited to like see each other. Okay.
Totally.
So, question about Will. Do you think he's overthinking the whole long distance thing? Because he keeps bringing it up.
No, I think it's a like totally valid concern. I mean, I don't think he's overthinking it. I think he's like mixing it up, because to me, I think that being the person staying put, as in Emmy, and you know, my partner in crime is no longer here, that's going to be a harder, bigger, like dramatic difference to my life, rather than me going somewhere new to law school for Will. And like, you know, this is a whole new experience. It's not like you're already used to having your girlfriend or anything. You're going to like, he's going to be on his own, and that's going to be like all he knows there, right? And so she is now suddenly on her own. I think it's going to be harder for her than for him, honestly.
Harder for her than for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's fair, because for her, like, her norm is like him being around, whereas for him, he'll just be so busy studying and probably would want to make friends. Yeah, I guess that's
Exactly.
true. I mean, I guess for me, because like, their long distance, like an hour and a half, is it?
Yeah.
See, like, I guess for me, I think I just find it a little comical. I'm like, this is nothing. Because that's literally what I'm doing right now with my relationship. So it's like, when they're like, you're going to be an hour and a half away, I'm like, what? Like, that's, you're good. That's like around the corner for me. Like, what the hell? Like, you're fine. Like, you know, throw on a podcast or two and you'll be good as new, you know? And exactly the thing too is like, they're going to be busy anyway. So like, they're not really going to notice. But I agree with you. I think just because like, they're going from living together to not. Yeah, that's going to be sad for sure. What do you think about Emmy's promotion? You know, I guess you never voiced your opinion.
Oh, I'm happy for her. Yeah, I think it's going to be a good, you know, like distraction and way to, where to put her energy.
Yeah.
And I think she does deserve it. I think she clearly works really hard. I'm with you, Leva. Like, I trust, you know, Leva's all in, and she's there and she sees, you know, what's going on. And so, yeah, I think it's amazing. And I think she's going to do great.
What do you think is going to happen in the finale that's going to be crazy?
I heard
You
the
have predictions?
Reunion is supposed to be crazy.
Wait, what did I just say? Did
You
I say
said
finale?
You said finale,
I meant
but
reunion.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I was
No,
going
that's
off the
okay.
post that you, I think, had shared with me or had posted on our account, and it was like, this is going to be crazy. And I was like, it is? Like, what's going to happen?
I don't know, but I do know that when I mentioned a couple weeks ago that I was like, oh, everyone's like happy together, like Maddie and the whole gang is happy together in New York together. It was for the reunion. It wasn't like friend trip for funsies, but they're still all together out and they
yeah,
didn't have
that's
to
true.
be. So I think, you know, that's a good sign.
Was that a picture though for press, or was that like an authentic picture?
Yeah, it was just like on Instagram, someone just posted like the table, like everyone went together. I don't, do you have any predictions of what the big surprise or the big, shakeups are gonna be?
I mean, the only thing I can think of is Maddie breaks up with Trevor. And it's, well, I guess it's twofold. I think it's gonna go one way where Maddie's gonna break up with Trevor and realize like he is a cheater, or it'll go a completely different way where Maddie cuts off all our friends. But then to your point, you said they're all hanging out though. So maybe that isn't the big shakeup because like what other, I mean, like, what's her name? The girl who's dating the long distance guy.
Oh, Mia?
Mia, yeah. I mean, I was gonna say, you know, what if she finds out he's been cheating on her the whole time? But even then, I don't think that'll be that big of a crazy shakeup, you know? I don't
Yeah.
know. There isn't like.
I feel like maybe someone's just gonna like say something in the heat of the moment that's gonna be like maybe really like, oh wow, or
They go
maybe
at
they're.
Joe.
Maybe,
You
or
know,
like maybe they
group
drop a
chat.
bomb of something that like that was like totally out of the blue, like the whole like the T-Rav thing
That's true. Yeah.
in Southern Charm.
That was a big
So
bomb.
that's all I could think of.
Yeah, I don't know. I will say the one thing though that I'm a bit sad about this season is I feel like TJ's been a little quiet this season. He hasn't gotten much like screenplay, and that sucks because like I think he's such a fun character and like also can be a little sassy as well, but like in a good way. And yeah, it's been a not much screen time this season.
I know. I think it's maybe a good thing and a bad thing. Obviously, a bad thing because we love him, and I totally agree. Like he has the funny, like if you compiled his moments from this season, like the funniest one-liners, so sassy, just
That's
him
true.
showing up as Puss in Boots to the fairy tale party, like just like
Yeah,
little things where he has added so much comedic relief and value. But it also, it means that his life hasn't been dramatic and,
true.
noteworthy during the season, which can be a good thing, right? Like,
Yeah.
no news is good news a lot of the time in real
True.
life, not in Bravo world. Obviously, we like drama, but we love TJ. We're a TJ fan club, and we're
I
glad that his life is going so well that there doesn't need to be any
know. I love how you
storyline
keep
about it.
insta storing like this is becoming a TJ fan page. I'm like,
Because I'm obsessed with him, and he also, like,
wait,
we
you're obsessed with
talk to him.
TJ? What?
I'm
No
obsessed with the
way.
entire Southern Hospitality cast. Okay, it's such a good show. People, I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you aren't watching it yet, what are you
You should
doing?
watch it. You should
Get
watch
on
it.
it.
It's really good. It's really fun to watch. It's in Charleston. It's awesome vibes. Like, it really is like a new Vanderpump, and I love it in like a good way.
I love that.
Speaking of Vanderpump, we have
Me
Vanderpump
too.
tomorrow. I can't wait.
Below Deck tonight. The new season of Below Deck started last week. So if you
Ugh,
guys
I haven't been
haven't started
watching.
watching, there's only one episode. Well, I mean, now there's
Oh.
been two. But yeah, get
I'm
on it.
gonna
There's Ca
wait
it's Captain
for
Carey.
you to watch it and tell me if it's worth watching. Because right now I am occupied with Southern Hospitality, Vanderpump, saving my, you know, for Summer House. And then Traitors. Oh my God, we didn't even talk about Traitors.
I'm
Dude.
not caught up though.
It's okay, neither am I. I can only watch it with when Cam is here. So
Yeah,
I've
I'm
been,
doing the same.
yeah, so I've been freaking waiting to know what's gonna happen.
Wait, you know what? I was walking to the gym like 3 hours ago, and I was just walking down the street, and I looked into someone, not into someone's home. Well, I looked from the street. Someone had like a huge window and a huge TV like right by the window, and they were watching Traitors.
Oh my
I
God. What episode were
know,
they
it's so
at?
funny. I couldn't tell. I didn't linger for that long. I just like glanced and I was like, ah, Traitors. And I was like, should I take a
What?
picture? And I was like, no, I shouldn't take a
No,
picture.
that's so weird. What the f- That's so pervy, man. Can
Didn't do
you imagine too
it.
if they like even caught you and you were like mid-picture, like
Oops, wrong.
what episode are you at?
I don't know. I have to check.
Do you remember what you last saw? I just don't want to say anything. And you're like, I'm not there yet.
So I know Larsa's out. I know. Do you know that? Wait, where am I?
I'm probably further than you. I didn't watch last week's episode. Sorry, okay. I'm further in. Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely are. Yeah, yeah. So no spoilers.
Well, I just love that MJ was there. I just love that Johnny Bananas was there. Also, LOL, he got kicked out the first freaking night. He pulled a Reza. He was too loud. He was too obnoxious. And people saw him as a threat instantly, faithful or traitor.
Yeah.
It made sense why he had to go. And I'm like, Johnny, come on. I wish he stayed longer.
I know. It's the fact that he's on like two different like reality competitions within the same like several months is hilarious.
This guy's just trying to get like vacation homes, but you know, but like you know, by his payment is partaking in the show competition, less about out of his pocket. Because House of Villains, they had a nice house. They had a pool, you know, it was chill. Granted, obviously, the competition's hard, but still a nice house. True. And traders are in a beautiful freaking castle in Scotland. They all get their giant king bed. Like, their food looks good. Looks lit.
Oh, yeah. I feel like they also totally leveled up the production value this season. Like, it just seems so much more legit. Yeah.
So I have a would you rather for now that we're coming towards the end.
Oh, would you rather this thing?
I don't know, man. Only if it comes up. Would you rather be on Survivor, you win $1 million, or would you rather be in Traitors and win
Traitors.
I think it's half a million? Well, you could win half a million or less.
Traitors. I would never survive Survivor. I literally would never.
Bat story and dealing with this haunted home?
Especially after my bat story. You think there aren't bats in the jungle? You think it's not cold in the jungle? If I go between like lunch and the end of the day and I don't have a snack, I'm like, I'm about to perish. Like, I cannot not eat. Like, no shot I'm making it.
You're like Hannah, where she goes, I have like 10 emergency snacks in my purse or like 10 granola bars in my purse because I always panic that I'm going to be hungry.
That is literally me to a T. When she was saying that, I was lulling and I was like, that is me. I identify with you. I always have some kind of snack.
That was so funny.
Are you going on Survivor then?
Hell no, man. Are you kidding me? The food looks better in Traitors. You get a bed. It's a castle. Even though I'm there for one night, sign me the hell up. Plus, granted, I know I'll be kicked out within at least the first couple days. So I'm going to be like, are you a traitor? And we're like, shit.
You can be like, nope.
No.
No, like a little smile.
If I'm on the show, I want to be a faithful because I cannot fucking lie.
Totally. Yeah,
can't
me too.
Do it. Yeah. And I can't backstab. It's just... I can't manipulate. I mean, I can gaslight, but like in a very super light way. I can gaslight you sometimes.
That's the thing is like Survivor has the same principles, right? It's like gameplay, but then it has physical challenges and jungle.
And shit
like living in a jungle
and not good food.
Not a fun.
See, that's a no
so
for
like,
me.
Why? Yeah, no.
I'll take the hotel, you know, and like the driver.
Like, me too.
The hell with that. All right, well, do you have anything else before we wrap up?
I do. I actually have an update from since we started this podcast. Ooh. I have been advised by a doctor to get a rabies shot. So
okay,
that's how my week is going.
There we go.
What about you?
There we go. Wow.
Any final thoughts for you?
No final thoughts. I mean, it's going to be a super busy week, but I think our weekend seems pretty open, and I'm excited about that, and hopefully I get to see you gals this weekend.
Oh, the Lufe.
What is that meeting invite that you sent me that says Suze's funeral? By the way, our friend is not actually dying. We just, our best friend is like, I think I should clarify this, because but you literally wrote Suze's funeral. And I was like, what? So our best friend is leaving Boston and moving to Atlanta because she's fallen in love. She wants to start a new adventure and we're really excited for her. However, She's not leaving till end of March, but we do want to make sure we spend as much time as we can with her. And so I got a meeting invite from Monica that is titled Suze's Funeral. And I'd like to understand what that means. And if we have to talk offline, we can.
No, we don't need to. This was like midst like Galentine's Day towards the end of the evening, and we're all like, whoa! And then yeah, we were just, we're trying to find weekends and days that work for everyone because people are in and out. So I think that was like kind of what we tentatively decided on. But then I don't even know if people are able to make that anymore. So that
Oh.
was is it her funeral of living in Boston.
Well, I'm around all weekend. I mean, I've been on a kick of Assassin's Creed Black Flag 4. It's so good.
Whoa.
I played for 4 hours yesterday.
Whoa.
Who
She's a gamer
am I?
girl.
I did
You're a
have a
gamer
break.
girl.
I did have a break, obviously, because I did 2 hours before the Super Bowl. And then when Sarah left, I played for 2 more hours after. And I was like, this is so much fun. What the hell?
You're a gamer girl now. I love that.
Have you played that game?
No. I just saw you. I saw Sarah playing it when we were at
Dude,
yours the other week.
you
It
should
looks
come over and
cool.
play with it. And it's multiplayer too, so if you come over, you can have your own remote.
But I don't want to assassinate anything.
It's actually not as much assassination as you think, because you also can avoid it. And that's what I've been trying to do. So it's actually
Okay.
not that bad. And it's not like gory or gruesome looking either, which I thought it would be. So it's not terrible. It's mostly like adventure and like a quest, which I kind of like. Cause then, and that's why I've been sitting for so long, because I'm invested in the quest. Cause it's just like a lot of walking around and, finding things and stuff like that. So that's why I've been interested in it, because it's not as much as killing as you think it is.
All right. I'll try it.
Yeah. Well, that's it for me, man.
That's it for me too.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening to us. We'll catch you next week.
Thank you for joining. Don't forget to like us, to follow us, to rate us, to do all the things. Let us know if you got any bat stories or
Haunted
anything
home
else.
stories.
Haunted home stories. And thanks for
Or
joining, and we'll
traumatic
catch
life
you next time.
stories. Bye.
Bye.